And we have Sam Pathy with us, Pat. He's the author of Wrigley Field Year by Year. He's a member of SABRE, and he's contributed to the research of the Baseball Research Journal and the National Pastime. Wonderful publications. He's got a book out. It's called So You Think You're a Chicago Cubs Fan. And okay. I wish someone would do this for the Giants.
All right.
It's Stars, Stats, Records, and Memories for True Diehards of the Cub Fan. So if you're a Cub fan, and just a trivia baseball fan, Carmen, you should be listening to this. In general, this is a tremendous book. And Sam, welcome to the show. I'm going to let you talk about it, but this book is one, another book you just pick up whenever you pick it up and take any page, and it's a lot of fun to read. So nice to have you with us.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate you having me on today. Yeah, you know, you talked about perhaps getting a Giants book. I know the publisher, Sports Publishing, is hoping to eventually get all the major league teams in a book in this format. So I would think that should be coming around pretty soon, maybe the next year or so. But, yeah, my book is So You Think You're a Chicago Cubs Fan. It's a history and trivia book, and it poses 96 questions. And the questions, as you go along in the book, get harder. There's four parts of the book. There's singles questions, and then doubles get a little bit harder, triples, and then the home runs, which are a lot of the stumper questions. So, and hopefully not only are you getting the answers, but you're getting the stories behind the answers.
Well, that's what I like. In other words, if I'm going to read about, you know, three-fingered Mordecai Brown, yeah. You know, he's the legend. And we just talked about 1914. The Federal League, with three players hitting their first home runs in a game for the first time today in the White Sox game. Last time it happened was 1914.
Wow.
But three-fingered Mordecai Brown won one of the biggest games in Cubs history, Pat. Did you know this? Remember the Merkel game?
Of course, Merkel's boner.
Right. So they have to replay the game.
Okay.
And the Cubs and Giants play. It's a playoff, actually, to win the pennant in 1908. And the Cubs start somebody else. They knock him out in the first inning. Three-fingered Mordecai Brown. He had three fingers because he lost his hand in a harvesting accident. Comes in and wins the game over Christy Mathewson.
Right.
And the Cubs win the pennant. Isn't that right, Sam? That's one of the biggest games in Cubs history.
That was absolutely true. And Brown replaced Jack Feaster, who couldn't get out of the first inning. And Brown came in, shut the Giants down. It was played before the largest crowd in Major League history at that point. And, the Cubs won the pennant that day, their third straight pennant. They went on beat the Tigers in the World Series in 1908, and that was their last World Series until last fall.
Well, we remember that one quite well last year. Hey, why the book, though? Why, you know, you're a fan. Why come up with a book like this? And I say it's a lot of fun, folks. So you think you're a Chicago Cubs fan. Go ahead, Sam.
Well, you know, before last fall, the Cubs were thought of as lovable losers. You know, they were a team that couldn't win anything, and, you know, they got a nice ballpark, and it's kind of cute, but they never win anything. And actually, the Cubs have a pretty glorious history. You know, they date back to 1876, the start of the National League. Only the Cubs and the Braves still exist from the 1876 start of the league, and the Cubs are the only one-city team. So that's history in itself. Of the 30 major league teams, the Cubs have the sixth best all-time record, which seems kind of odd, but the Yankees, Giants, Dodgers, Cardinals, and Red Sox have a better record. The Cubs have a .513 winning percentage over 142 years, which pretty good. They have the second most wins in Major League history. Only your Giants have more wins. The Giants should be about 11,000 wins. The Cubs about 10,800. You know, since 1903, the start of the World Series era, the Cubs have won 11 pennants. And of the 16 teams from 1903, that's sixth best. And that's impressive considering they went 71 years without a pennant. So
no, not bad. They won a lot early on. They were
right,
very
they did
tough.
A lot of winning.
All right. Give us a question from now. There are different levels here, right?
Right.
Singles, doubles, triples.
Start with a single, Sam. Yeah,
give us a single. And I'm going to say the answer is Dick Drott. Go ahead.
Well, I'll give you a singles question, then we'll give you a home run question. The home run question actually is kind of Giants-oriented. So the single question would be, when did Wrigley Field get lights?
I want to say 89?
I'm going to say 88.
It was August 88, and Wrigley Field for 40 years, 1948 to 1988, was the only major league park without lights. And the first game, August 8th, 1988. They played a couple innings, and the day-only gods had their way, and it rained like 40 days and 40 nights. The game was called, and then the following day, August 9th, 1988, was the first official game.
I want to say the Mets. Was it the Mets?
Yeah, and it's funny because the game that was called was against the Phillies, and then the official game was against the Mets. They switched teams overnight.
All right, I'm going to ask you one.
Okay.
Now, where did those lights come from, and when did they first try to put lights in, but they couldn't because of a certain reason?
Well, the second part of the question, they tried to put lights in after the 1941 season. They had the lights, they had the light towers, all the cables outside the ballpark, and then Pearl Harbor came about. The Cubs donated all the hardware to the war effort, and the Cubs never tried to put lights in again. Where they came from, the 1988 lights, that would be something you would need to tell me. I don't know that.
No, I don't know that. But got the part. That was the part I was going for. Okay. Go ahead, Pat.
I want to ask, I'm going to throw out a very simple trivia question. This is definitely a single. My buddy Steve Zimmerman, lifelong Chicago Cubs fan, used to tease me about this when I didn't know. What is the deal with the hey-hey on the foul poles?
Oh, yeah, the hey-hey-hey down the left and right field foul poles. There's a large hey-hey on each, and that goes back to Jack Brickhouse, who was a Cubs TV man. He was on WGN from 1948 to 1981, and when the Cubs hit home runs, his home run call was hey-hey.
Who was known as the manager who played the banjo?
Well, that was Charlie Grimm was the manager with the banjo, and he actually had a few stints as manager of the Cubs, and he had some success. He won some pennants for the
team. There's a Hall of Famer who was a broadcaster who got in trouble as a broadcaster. I think he was too critical. Who was that?
I'm trying to think of that. He was a Hall of Famer broadcaster.
He was a Hall of Fame player. Became a broadcaster, but then he got a little opinionated in the broadcast booth. I remember that. Lou Boudreau.
Lou Boudreau, yeah. Lou Boudreau was, he was on the radio from the Cubs from 65 until 87.
Very
knowledgeable man.
Sam, didn't the Cubs kind of usher out a broadcaster in the last 5 or 6 years for being a little too critical? I feel like in the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Steve Stone was the color man, and he was really the instigator. Mm-hmm. And I think it might have also been Harry Carey's grandsons, Chip Carey, after the Cubs lost in 2003 with, they lost to the Marlins in the National League Championship Series, the 2004 season, the Cubs did not meet expectations, and they took it out on the broadcaster and color man, which was obviously probably not fair, but the atmosphere got so toxic that Carey and Stone said, we're out of here, and they left.
You didn't think we were going to grill you today, did you?
No, well, that's okay. That keeps me on my toes.
Yeah, very good. All right, we'll ask you one more. 1961 or two, the Cubs had rotating head coaches instead of a manager. Who was the genius who came up with that idea?
Yeah, that was P.K. Wrigley, the owner of the Cubs. And
who was his advisor, though, who convinced them to do it?
I'm thinking John Holland.
General Wyatt. Remember?
General Wyatt. Okay.
Right? They brought in a guy from, I think, the Air Force, and he had all these. He made a playbook up and a plan, and this was part of his plan.
You're thinking of Whitlow, Colonel Whitlow, who was from the Air Force. He was the
general.
From the Air Force Academy. That's
very
right.
Good.
Sam, I'm telling you, this guy Marty, he's got to write the book for the Giants, him or Brian Murphy, and you didn't know you were stepping into the ring with a bull today, did you?
That's okay. Like I say, I like a challenge.
Well, it's a lot of fun. The book is full of stuff, but what Sam did is he gives you the name and a story with it, and I thought you did a good job. Where do you get the book, Sam?
You can get it at Chicago any bookstore, but it's on Amazon, Barnes and Noble. It's online. Any online source will have it for you.
Very good. It's a nice price as well. And the Book Tree up in Montclair, David, I'm going to mention it to him and see if he can carry it up there. Sam, thanks for being on. I really appreciate it. You did a good job with this.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it. Take care.
Very good.